B-Pod Studios.
Thank you, Dante. It's 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. I'm out on the slot guy. We talked about this. But he's a good caller, Dante. Real good caller. Let's go to Itai. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Itai!
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
I'm all good. I know I was listening to the show a little earlier, and you guys were going over the game against the Steelers. I was actually at that game, 16-17, 34-3 game. Yeah, so it's funny. We were doing this this fundraising thing for my college. I play college basketball, and we were, the CSC security guys there. We kind of, we were controlling the crowds, but I luckily got to sit really close, or stand really close.
Oh,
so I got
that's
to kinda,
awesome. Where'd you play college ball at?
Rosemont College, next to Cabrini, and I played some decent football. I just wanted to address kind of what you said. How do you guys feel about Carson Wentz now? So I was actually at the field house for that game against the Seahawks earlier in January, and as soon as he got that concussion, I'm like, man, here we go again. Like, this guy has just bad luck. I mean, I didn't know enough to say. I was just like, and it's just like, it sucks because every time you think he's going well, it's like he just gets banged up. It seems like it's just another nick in the armor, and he just kind of keeps going down. So I'm just like, I mean, I don't know. Is he going to be made out of steel this year? Like, what's going to be different? I'm just being honest. Like, you know, like, obviously we're pulling for this guy. We gave him a contract, and we're behind him. But you can't tell me there's not a little bit of that guy. And anyway, everyone's saying, like, hopefully he doesn't get hurt again, right? I mean.
Yeah, and listen. You know, you're right in that he has been prone to injury, and in that he took a nasty shot, right? I mean, that wasn't him being brittle. It wasn't him being soft or anything like that. I can't tell you. I don't have a crystal ball. He's going to be a guy that you're always going to worry about because he plays so hard. The way his style of play, I can't answer that, my brother.
Do you agree though? Like on that play, I kind of watched a couple more times. I know this is like no point talking about it now.
No,
I think he could have thrown the ball away, like maybe, like just thrown it away. If there was nothing around him, just kind of just chucked it up, lived to play another down. Or I mean, I know it's too late to say now, but
yeah, I'll be honest with you. I remember thinking at the time I didn't blame him, but I got to go back. I haven't seen it in a while.
Right.
I got to go back and look at it, but again, he makes his living in extending plays. And I know that, you know, do you want him to play scared football? I mean, or you want him just to go out and ball out? And, you know, you're an athlete, right? Like, you play college ball. You know, you can't be thinking about getting injured. You can't be thinking about doing an ankle, whatever it is. You got to go ball out. And whatever happens, happens.
I know. I'll say one more thing. I know, and obviously you're right. You can't play with that fear of getting hurt, but I don't know, when I watch, like, Russell Wilson scramble or, like, Patrick Mahomes scramble, I always feel like, yeah, Mahomes takes a little more shots, but even with Wilson, I feel like he just somehow knows where people are around him when he knows how to slide and get down. You know what I mean? I just feel like with Wilson, he just knows how not to take those,
He's a freak, right? I mean, he's a guy that's freakish when it comes, and Mahomes is like that, too. But they
they are
crazy. All right, listen, I got to get your opinion on something. Do you have a girlfriend?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
All right. Now, let me ask you, if you did, and she asked you to Zoom with her friends, what are you saying?
With her included or just her friends?
No, like she's having a Zoom conversation. Would you do it with everybody else?
And we're just kind of, if I had a girlfriend, she was there with me in the house.
No, so here's the deal. So Chunis, I know you must have not been listening earlier. Chunis got stuck on a Zoom call. His wife and her girlfriends had a Zoom call. There were dudes on the call. So she called him up to be on the call as well.
Okay. And you're asking if I would do that?
Right. Because my answer is no. Right? I just need to hear you what you would say.
Yeah, probably not. It seems kind of weird.
All right, good. Thank you. That's all I wanted from you. That's all I wanted.
I agree.
It's not Tunis's fault because he was the last dude on it. The fact that I had trouble explaining this to him, thank God.
Makes your point a little bit.
He goes, that's kind of weird. Yes.
No.
Thank you. Put him down for caller of the week. All right? Put him down for caller of the week. That's my point, Tunis. He made it for me. What the hell? Can you ask her why they wanted their boyfriends on this call?
Yeah.
Like why? Why would they want that?
She's got some stuff going on right now. I'll talk to her later. I'll give you your answer tomorrow. We're talking about putting olive oil on the couch right now.
Yeah, not good. But you get my point, right?
Yes. I do get your point.
Like, that's weird. I don't want to be able to call with your girlfriend, and all her friends with the dudes sitting there. Like, I just imagine. Like, what are those guys doing? Sitting there with, like, shaking their head like a dope.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
And basically, like, I thought it was like, come on up and just say hi. And I was like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, I get that.
And then it was, where are you going? I'm like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Where are you going?
Water.
I feel for you. I completely feel for you.
Christy, I'm busy.
I need to grow a bomber.
I completely feel for you. All right. Let me not torture you anymore with this. But thank you, Etai. I appreciate it.
Sounds like a friend we know.
I thought the same thing. Eitan. I was about to say, yo, Eitan. All right, are you ready? You didn't give the questions of the five. People didn't hear it. Here you go. Today's five is this. And by the way, if you're an older guy and you saw that one of your favorite guys passed away, and Timmy Brown, a great Eagle, passed away. And off of that tough, sad situation, Joe was like, oh, man, guys that you loved. Now, he predates me. Obviously, he predates Tunis. But off of that, give me a guy from your youth that you want to come back and watch play again today.
Oh, wait, this is from my youth. Oh, yeah. I thought the question was like, I never saw this person and I want to go back.
All right, well, then you could do that, too.
Because I had three answers that came to mind right away.
It's even better. Go ahead. Give me guys that you never saw.
So the guys I never saw that I wish I could have were Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Nolan Ryan. I would have loved to seen those three guys play.
I like that. I actually like that better.
But then from my childhood, I'm trying to think. Because, like, you know, Ichiro just retired 2 years ago. I think I wish I would have experienced the Ken Griffey Jr. Mariners.
No, dude, I like the, actually, let's keep it the way you had it. I like that better.
Okay.
The guys that predated you that you wish you had seen play.
But the Griffey Mariners days, I mean, like I watched Griffey Reds, but, and he was still good with the Reds, but I wish I saw, you know, the kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Nolan Ryan. They came to my mind. I wrote them down right when you were giving these questions earlier.
Yeah, I thought about it. It was funny because I was thinking about that too. And, you know, I had interest in that, like Dick Butkus, like those football guys.
Right.
You know.
The guys that you just hear stories passed down generation to generation.
Exactly. I would have interest in seeing those guys. Question number two is this one. Give me your favorite uniform and the one you hate the most.
I have a couple favorite uniforms. I love the old Orioles uniforms that they're actually bringing back now. The helmet that has the Oriole in the front.
That's cool.
And it's the black rim. They had some orange on the helmet, too. I love the Supersonics jersey, the Seattle Supersonics jerseys.
That's another great answer.
Love the old Raptors jerseys, the purple ones. I was actually a big fan of those. And then the ones that I hate the Steelers, the striped jerseys.
Yeah,
they wear every year. Like, it's not like, remember the Eagles wore those ugly, the blue and yellow jerseys?
Yeah, they
wore that for a special occasion.
Yeah, no, the Bumblebee jerseys.
The Steelers bust them out every year.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And they're hideous. So I'm out on that. That's the jersey I hate.
Yeah, I that's a great one. I'd like to see the Sonics.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see the Sonics come back.
Yes. Basketball belongs in Seattle. I have a Kevin Durant Sonics jersey that my dad brought back once.
Oh, that's cool. Really?
He always used to bring me back like a local play. I told you the story. I have a Michael Bourne Astros jersey.
Yeah.
I think I donated because there was only one left and it was like a double XL and, you know, I didn't fit in that. So, but, you know, he always brought something back. So the Kevin Durant Sonics jersey I have.
All right, give me, it's not reality, it's nostalgia. Something that is your whole opinion is shaded due to nostalgia.
Make plays at the plate great again.
Wow, really?
I know that there was a reason why they changed it, and it's because of concussions, and it's because of Buster Posey's leg. I mean, trust me, I get it. I get the health aspect of it. But I think it's because I'm watching all these old games, and I have the MLB Network on here all the time, like because you know they're always playing an old game, so I can look up and pay attention a little bit. There are these plays at the plate, man, where it's like a linebacker coming over the middle of the field and hitting a running back, and you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't.
And I get it; it's because of the health. And I'm totally fine with it, but.
That's a great answer.
A part of me wishes that Buster Posey's leg didn't break. Because if it doesn't, that rule never changes.
Yeah, that's actually a great answer.
I mean, Pete Rose breaking the arm of someone in an All-Star game? Like, come on.
No, I mean, listen, he was lauded, right?
Like, yep.
You're busting it.
Well, that's the other thing. All-Star games mattering. They actually mattered back in the day. I miss that, too. I'll be honest.
All right. Give me this one. Give me the holiday sports happening that comes to mind.
It's back-to-back years, one happy and one sad. Halloween, October 31st, 2008, was the World Series parade. I was actually in the stadium. I wasn't on the street. I was in the stadium for that.
Yes.
And then the following year was the first game in Philly of the 2009 World Series where they lost. And I was in attendance for that. So back-to-back Halloweens, I was in Citizens Bank Park.
Wow, that's awesome. That was game one?
Game three. First two games were in New York.
Right. And that was Halloween?
Yep.
Wow.
That's
wild.
I have the box score. Andy Pettit was on the mound.
Was that a Sunday game?
Saturday, October 31st.
And then the Sunday was game four. Was that the Giants? Eagles played the Giants in the day. And at night, we had a Sunday night game.
I think you're right. Yeah.
The World Series.
Yeah, because the next game was the following day, November 1st. Yeah. But yeah, the Phils lost 8-5 that game. It was a 9-17 start. I wonder if it rained. It must have rained.
9-17.
It must have rained.
Yeah, I think you're right. I remember that. I covered all those series games.
I don't remember the weather. I was there, but I...
Yeah.
Like, the World Series the previous year was memorable. I was at the Jamie Moyer game.
Yeah, but everything, it rained every day.
Right, and it didn't start till 10 o'clock.
That Saturday night before they won it, it rained.
Yes, you're right.
All right, finally, last question. The Eagles front office, personnel office... 1 to 10, 10 being supreme confidence right now.
5-6 range, like I said at the top of the show. Because I think they did a pretty good job with the free agent signings. I do like the direction they're going into. They've admitted that they need to retool. They're not rebuilding, but they need to retool. And it's like a big retooling, right? Like they're not saying, oh, we just need one more piece. Like they know that they need to make some more moves coming up. They need to do some stuff at the draft. So I think just because realized it, that gives them a couple extra points.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But I'm 5-6 range.
I question whether or not they really Like, here's the thing. If they added a real weapon on the outside, that makes him so much better.
Right.
So much better. It helps them in so many ways.
Well, hopefully they know that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's why they draft one of these guys that can be on the outside.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath. Ryan in media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Yo, man, what's going on?
What's up, my brother? What's happening?
You know, I hear you get rained on, working. So,
God bless you, buddy.
Couldn't get another nice day. Looks like a thunderstorm, though. Probably just going to pass. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just wanted to talk real quick on the Wentz thing and then on a draft and then maybe do the five for you. Yeah, so the Wentz thing, I mean, we – as a fan base, you know, we got to be Eagles fans first, and this isn't going to be like a Wentz hater thing, but at a certain point, you know, they do have to start looking towards the future, and I know it would be crushing for the fan base and organization and everything if they had to, you know, but you're looking at 6 playoff games the last 3 seasons, and he's played in 1/4 of one of them. So that's, you know, and I was at that game. I was at the Seattle game. And, you know, that was a killer. You know, I kept thinking he was going to come back in the second half and everything. And I'm not blaming him. You know, I think sometimes he holds the ball too long. But you know what? You know, there was, you know, the clown he hit was a late hit, and we all know, you know, what happened. But the thing is, man, if you know, this team, if they want to win the playoffs and win another Super Bowl, you know, the Nick Foles magic in a bottle isn't going to happen again. You know, Nate Sudfeld isn't going to take us to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so here's the thing, though. Look to the future. They just signed him to a $100 million contract.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, how do you – you can't look
I think he's future. Worth it. I think he's worth it. I think he is. But, I mean, it's a killer, but he's got to, like – if the injuries just keep no, coming, I mean, I don't know what to do. Right. What do you do?
No, you're right. Like, he's got to stay healthy. But, I mean there's no – there's no question who the quarterback is for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, right? I know.
I mean, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but I mean, look at it, you know, from the other perspective. If, you know, he gets hurt a couple more times, I mean, you I don't know what, you have to find a way to get a quarterback for the future. I mean, even if it's just a guy who takes a few years to develop and, you know, as a backup or something. See, like, but I don't know what you do, thing, but he's got to stay healthy, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, I agree with you. You got to stay healthy. And look, by and large, he was healthy this year. Now,
he was. Yeah,
which takes a big hit, is what it is. But my only point to you is, you know, you're talking about like franchise changing direction.
That's what
anybody
I said.
You get,
yeah,
you know, you're going to develop. I mean, chances are, he's not going to develop into a franchise quarterback. You're talking about, you know, being bad again and having to go draft a quarterback. I mean, to me, you got a 5-year window right now where you got a franchise quarterback and you got to figure out a way to win. How about this? How about you go get him wide receivers?
Yeah, right? I agree. Yeah,
and,
I agree
and
with
this
you.
This way, he doesn't have to move as much.
That's my other thing is everyone's saying, stay where they are, take the guy who other people don't want to take, trade back, everything. Do you really trust this organization to be cute with the wide receiver position and end up with something good?
No.
Like, come on. Like, stop being cute. Move up. Get the guy you can't miss, because all the times you tried to outthink yourself in the last however many years haven't worked. Just move up. Get the guy who, one of the 3 guys who everyone knows is going to be a top talent, and just and deal with it. Stop, you know, we could take this guy if he falls, or we're going to convince ourselves that Mims is better than, you know, CeeDee Lamb or something. Ah, stop. Just go get the all-world talent guy that you can get, you know, in the teens, and just that's the end of it.
I agree with you. All right, let me give you the 5. Here we go. I want you to go back in time. You can watch any player who played before your time.
Like, before I would remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I go with the team? Can I go with like the? I'll go with Reggie White, but can I go with like the Buddy Ryan defense?
Oh, I love it. It's a great answer.
Yeah, because my dad always shows me all the body bag game and all that stuff, and I love that kind of football, and I'm sad that I never got to see it. So
that's a great answer. Give me your favorite uniform and your least favorite.
I like Tunis's answers on the uniforms. I love the Orioles and the Raptors jerseys. I always thought, I mean, I know the jury was out, but I always thought the Mighty Ducks uniforms were cool.
All right.
You know, for the Ducks out there. And I actually had for a long time, I had a Raptors Vince Carter jersey with the old logo.
The purple one? Wow, check that
out. Yeah, I love that one.
Answer this. It's not reality. It's nostalgia. Nostalgia skewing what you're thinking about.
Hockey, physicality, similar to Tunis with the plays of the plate, the plates, the goons, that kind of stuff. It was entertaining, but for hockey to take that step, next step, and after the lockout and everything, it kind of had to go away. So,
That's a good answer. That's a real good answer. Give me this one. Give me your sports and holiday moment.
It's kind of generic, you know, because I have some, but just every year on Christmas, I'll watch the Christmas Day NBA games with my dad. You know, I like to do that every year. So every year that we do that, even when the Sixers were bad and it was other teams, it's still just fun to do. It's something we do every year. So,
all right, now the faith meter. Eagles front office heading into the draft, 1-10. Where you at?
I kind of want to split it because I have like a faith as far as the line play, like O-line, D-line over the last 20 years. The Eagles have been one of the more consistent teams in football, so I would give them like an 8 or a 9 for line play. But then for receivers, secondary, skill positions, I got to go like a 3.
All right, you got it, bro. Good stuff, man. Yeah. Appreciate it, pal. Take it easy. It's interesting. It's true. They know how to build a line. They've had a pretty good offensive line for the last 20 years. Go back to Trey and Big John. You know, they've had a pretty good line.
They have.
Right?
They have. I just feel like Carson gets beat up so much. But I think it's also his own fault. He holds on to the ball too long.
Yeah, and guys aren't open. You know?
Yeah, you can only hold on to these guys so long.
That's the other thing, man. That's true.
But you're right. I mean, you look at Jason Kelce, a guy that could be all pro, Lane Johnson. You had Jason Peters for a long time, longer than I thought, right? Like I looked up like Jason Peters. When they put out that statement, like Jason Peters had a great 10 seasons here, I was like, oh my God, he's here for 10 seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, even guys like Evan Mathis was a good player. It's just he hated Chip. I don't blame him.
All right, interesting question on the gram. TW Flip says, I love Wentz, but serious question. How old was Bledsoe when they drafted Brady? And, of course, remember, nobody thought Brady would be Brady when they drafted him that late. But the idea of drafting a quarterback, that's fascinating. Would you take a flyer on a quarterback in the first 5 rounds? I would not.
Nah, I'm out.
But it's interesting. People put that out there. We'll come back and talk about it. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with Tunis. Right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, sit tight, because I want to go to Rod and Elmer and Steve. I want to get to you guys coming up. But, you know, we're talking a lot about the draft and how they're going to have a virtual draft and all the challenges that it comes with a virtual draft. First of all, you know, what kind of software are you using? You can't use Zoom. We saw all the hackers going there. Like, what are you doing? What's the technology? How do you worry about it not failing you? And then you have a whole other issue when it comes to televising the thing. So to join us to talk about the technology for a virtual draft, the first of its kind, we go to our tech genius. It's Josh from Chop Dog. Josh.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What are you doing, man? How you keeping safe or what?
You know, practicing my social distancing and trying not to go crazy about sports.
Yeah, I know. You are a sports nut that you are. It's why we connect.
My goodness. It's fascinating because, like, there's so much serious stuff happening right now. But I was just telling Andrew, like, me trying to fill that gap of, like, missing sports, literally, like, owning a PS4 just to play NHL 20. You know it's that bad, but I'm trying to play video games to make up that lost void in my heart. But
well, especially because you are a Mr. Flyer guy. You have the Flyer seats on the glass.
Yep.
And this was going to be a cup run, Josh!
I was supposed to pay my playoff invoice a long time ago, but they haven't billed me. So,
good for them.
Flyer's actually been all class, even delaying payments for next season. So, I mean, they've been very accommodating.
That's good. All right, so this is a whole new world, and part of the new world when it comes to sports is the draft that's going to be a virtual one.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, this is your business. You have an incredible tech company where, you know, you're at the cutting edge of all the newest, the latest technology. But you got a couple issues here. One, just the tech not failing you in a huge moment. And two, security. So, you know, once you tackle the first one, which is the technology itself.
So, from everything I've read online and really trying to digest it all, basically everyone's going to be at their homes, right?
Yes.
So I'm already trying to figure out, which is no home internet is created equally. So one of the things you have to kind of keep in mind is certain cities have better infrastructure than others just when it comes to internet speeds. So I'm sure teams like their IT and like CTOs and the compliance side are frantically figuring out how in the world do you set up the infrastructure to handle that. And at the same time, I mean, home internets are actually super vulnerable because most people's passwords into their internet is something incredibly basic. So that itself is a risk. And then third, you know, I'm assuming a lot of these people in the front office have kids, they have significant others, people living with them. You know, I'm sure you guys noticed from your own experience, the more devices, the more gadgets you have connected to internet, the slower your speeds get. So it's even that hurdle where every second counts, right? Like if your internet's hopping out on you during that moment, especially when you're live streaming, you probably have your TV on, your video streaming, you have your notes up. All those logistics have to be kind of planned out in advance. It would not surprise me if like each individual team is putting out the bill to get like extra equipment in there, custom like routers put in there, modems in there to keep their internet connection secure, maybe even create its own internet line just for the draft, because those are all the logistics you actually have to be kind of conscious about when you're doing this in your own home.
Yeah, no, it's a great point that you bring up. I mean, I know I do the show from home, and because I'm on my internet line, I got to make sure that the kids don't use their devices while I'm on the air.
And think about this, man. If you're Kansas City right now, you have Google Fiber, where you're getting like a gigabyte upload and download speeds, which is the most ridiculously quick internet. Compare that to, I don't know, take a market that maybe you have the most lackluster internet. Maybe you get 30 megabits up and down.
Right, you're in Jacksonville. Yeah.
And keep in mind, for those that don't know the difference there, think of like a gigabyte speed up 1,000 times quicker than a single megabyte per second of speed. So that just paints the picture. When you have a 30 megabytes per second to a gig, you know, that's the difference of loading a 4K video, like a movie, in 30 seconds versus taking 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's crazy. But what do you do?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so what do you do from a security standpoint, and how do you navigate that? I mean, look, I mean, we joke about Belichick, but, you know, would you put it past him?
So here's the thing, right? So, you know, Zoom obviously has been getting a lot of negative attention. Hell, today Google announced no employees are allowed to use Zoom in their entire company, right? So, but part of it isn't that Zoom is inherently flawed alone. It's that when you have millions of people overnight joining the system and not setting up the preferences to make it secure, they're just going for quick access. That leads to the vulnerabilities you're seeing. So, you know, the first thing I think about here is each team's probably going to be left alone to their own vices to pick their infrastructure. I mean, I could just list a ton you had you right now, right? From Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, Google Meet, Google Hangouts, Duo. It's just to name a few, right? So I feel like if I'm a front office right now, you're probably picking a tool where you do what's called end-to-end encryption, which keeps things secure in its own direct line and like within. But at the same time, you know, all these teams probably have chief compliance officers and people that run IT. It would not surprise me if they're running the front offices right now through like mock draft, like literally pretending it's draft day to work out kinks, figure out security loopholes, have discussions as if the day is going on right now to make sure like they're ready to go. Because if you're waiting till the day of to go through this, and for most front offices, never done this before, it's going to be a disaster, right? Especially if they're non-technical or they aren't used to having this type of
Listen, most NFL guys, you know, I mean, they struggle with their iPhones.
Yeah.
Most guys I know, you know, just can't. Some guys still have flip phones.
They got to practice drafting, Ant. They literally have to practice drafting like they're taking free throws right now. Get their equipment set up, get their workspace, go through it. And then some basic stuff they got to be doing. Like, URLs have to be completely kept confidential. Passwords have to be kept confidential. You know, no telephone numbers you should be texting to, anything that can easily be traced. So all these type of, like, procedures and practices, which, don't get me wrong, they're actually not difficult. It's just they're time-consuming, and for the average person like us, most of us don't do that, right? Like, they're doing the easiest way. But, you know, these teams, they're billion-dollar assets. They have to be acting in the interest of a billion-dollar asset in proper, like, just password protection and practicing in advance, things like that.
Wow, that's crazy, man. That is nuts. And I'll tell you right now, most teams aren't yet at that stage. Because the league
be right now.
And they're not. And it's funny. And they're not there. They're not doing that right now. And it's funny because I think a lot of teams, I think the NFL, they're waiting for the league to tell them, all right, well, what's, like, what are the parameters here? Because, I think, you know, they need some direction for the league.
Is there, a date that the league should give, like, these guidelines? Because if I'm the front office, I'm demanding this right now.
Yes.
So you know what tools you can and can't do. And I'm literally practicing. I'm literally figuring out what hardware can I have? What can I provide all my employees at my front office to have set up right now? You know, how can we run through drills to get ready? How are we communicating? How can we do a stress test on everyone's internet to make sure no one's internet is vulnerable? All those, I'll be doing that right now leading up to it. It's not that far away to draft.
No, I completely agree. I'm with you. I think it's a good call by you. I wouldn't be surprised if you get if somebody's is one of these teams gives you a call.
Give me a ring. I'm available.
set them up, man. Get the chop dog people on it. That's great stuff, brother. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Josh.
Absolutely.
Great. That's great insight into the new virtual world of what the NFL is going to be. Brother, thanks. Listen, Flyers will be back soon, hopefully.
Oh, they will be.
All right.
For now, let's keep everyone healthy.
Amen, brother. Amen. Good stuff, buddy. That's Josh from Chop Dog talking about the virtual draft. Is that why? I mean, it really is, Cheers. When you think about it, it really is something that they have to figure out now.
Yeah, this isn't something that you do 2 days before, and then you go, oh, wow, this isn't going to work. Right? Like, if they try to do this, I doubt that they're doing it 2 days before. I'm sure they're trying to figure something out now, but it's like,
I know.
If it doesn't work, then what?
I know.
Is it just going to be, if it's just phone calls, then you don't do anything televised. Then you have four guys on a set, and they go, oh, well, we're just hearing now the Eagles just drafted Henry Ruggs. You know what I mean? Like, that's it.
That's the TV part of it. But the team part of it is, you know, just having your information out there. Listen, It's a big deal. We joke about hacking, but it's a big deal to be able to know what a team's board is.
Right.
You know, if I had your board, well, I kind of know where you're going. Even if you decide to stray from it, I at least have an idea of who you like, what your some of your needs are. Think about that. There was a story. It's a couple years old, but someone's tablet got compromised, and they had their whole draft. Did you hear about this?
No. When was
that?
That
was out there. I want to say it was the Browns. I don't know. Somebody's tablet got compromised, and all the stuff was out there. But that's what you have to worry about. I mean, that stuff is real. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss, Tyrone. I was just texting back and forth with Tyrone. I miss Mikey Miss and Tyrone and Nat, the crew. They're coming up at 2 o'clock. We're taking you up until then. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. By the way, our playback brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. If your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating a house, you've got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. Who we got, Tunis, on the line, baby?
Let's go to Rod in media.
Rod, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Rod, how you holding up during this period?
Not bad. I want to know if you guys think I'm crazy. I want to draft 3 of the top 10 wide receivers, 1, 2, 3. And I don't care what I got to do to trade up, 5 spots, 2 spots. I want 1 of the top 3 and then 2 of the second tier guys. What do you think about that?
You get no argument from me. I want to come away with 2 receivers, but if you're telling me, you know what, screw that, I want to get 3, and I go, you know what, God bless you, I'm in.
One of the three is the best, right?
Yes.
One of the three is going to be the stage is too big, or the money's too big, he's, thinks his talent is good enough in NFL. The one's out, and then even if the other two are good, I can trade them halfway through the season or in the off season and pick up a trade anyway.
Because, by the way, you need receivers. Who's your receivers right now?
I don't understand these guys calling up where we need to, find backup, whatever. We need backup wide receivers and we need a playmaker.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about trust your board, for the most part, I'm a believer. However, there are certain situations like now when you have such a dearth of weapons on the outside, you got to go get it. That means you got to get up. And here's the other thing that drives me nuts. Gone are the days that rookie receivers don't help you. Just look at last year, Rod. Last year, rookie wideouts made a huge difference for playoff teams last year.
So I'm out on Howie if he doesn't draft 3 wide receivers. I'm done with him.
I like it.
It's like he can Howie proof the draft by taking 3 receivers, and we're all happy. If all 3 are bust, then what are we doing? You know what I mean? They're all not going to be bust, all 3 of them, and it's not going to cost you anything. You're just going to trade up 4th and 5th round picks to get up in the second round, or move up 5 picks in the first round. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to get Ruggs. You got to get a real playmaker. You got to get real speed. I think you're dead right.
Can you call someone over there and make it happen? Like more than just, can we come out?
I wish. I wish I could.
Can we hack Howie? Can we hack his dude? Call Josh up.
We got to get Josh to hack him. I like it. Let's do it. We'll change our own board. How about this?
Yeah.
We'll change Howie's board to our board.
All right.
You won't know. Like,
you won't know. That's awesome. God, you're in for call of the week too, Rod. That's a good stuff, man.
All right, well, I got another one for you since I'm not going to quit since I'm ahead.
You all right?
As far as these jerseys, right, can I just throw in what I got at home?
Go ahead.
As far as favorite jersey?
Yeah.
There's a local company. I don't want to give them away because of, you know, I don't know, NFL licensing or whatever.
Right.
And I'm going to keep this politically correct. I got a light green, dark green Carson Wentz jersey. I got accents, light green, and then midnight green. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, Kelly, light, whatever you want to call it. There's this company that has like 10 different versions. You can do 5 different color schemes. You can do vertical, horizontal stripes, all that stuff. And it looks amazing. You got, it's kind of like similar to what Seattle Seahawks do, but it's our colors. You got the dark green and the light green. You can make it look any way you want. And it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm a little out on that only because, I don't know, like, you know, it's got to be, you can't make it junky. You can't make it look like junky looking, the receivers. The receivers, the uniforms. You can't, you know, you're going to be, you start mixing and matching and it's verticals and colors. I get out on that. You follow me, Tunis?
Yeah, I hear you. I agree.
You agree?
Yeah. I don't need too much. I'm a simple man. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
I did like the Seahawks jerseys when they first came out, like the blue and lime green.
Yeah.
They were pretty cool.
Whatever.
I was also in high school.
The Buccaneers are going back. They're changed their uniforms too.
Yes, they are.
They're going back to the pewter and gold.
They're reshaping everything. They get Brady. Now they're reshaping the whole thing.
Yeah. In case you missed it, we didn't really get a chance to talk that deeply into it, but Brady really opened up on Howard Stern. The two things that stand out is, number one, he said that he iced receivers. That if he didn't have confidence in the guy, he iced him. He even told Belichick, he said, that if you put him out there, I'm not going to throw him the ball. How about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. And again, that's something that, you know, we're dealing with here, whether it's true or not.
Is that nuts? And they also, he also talked about his worst injury. Did you hear this one?
No, I didn't. What was it?
You didn't hear this?
No.
All right. You ready? You ready to be in anguish?
Please wait. Hold on. Don't tell me it was the hand injury and that's why they lost the Super Bowl.
Are you ready to be in complete anguish after hearing this injury? No, it's not that.
Okay.
He had a really bad hernia. And the hernia caused one of his testicles to swell up the size of an orange.
Oh, man.
Just thinking about it, and it was purple.
Oh, dude, I made it 3 hours and 53 minutes.
Dude, he said that his teammates were used to kill him. They would draw pictures of it and leave it in his locker. And they started calling him Purple Balls.
Maybe that's why he hated everybody.
You gotta be.
My man's got a medical condition. They're calling him Purple Balls? Come on, I ain't right.
How crazy is that?
Beautiful dick.
Tell me you just don't cringe. The size of an orange.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. However, I would still take that injury over the, who was it? Who was the tight end in 2004?
Chad Lewis, thanks to Tyrone.
Over the Chad Lewis injury. Do you remember the Chad Lewis injury?
Yes, yes.
That, of course, was the cleat. In the 80s.
I like a nice, tight, muscular ass.
That gets severed up his back.
Yeah, that's just, yeah, no. That's like, awful.
And I'll still never forget Rick Burkholder, who was the trainer, telling me the story sewed it up. Don't forget, that was the handoff to Mikey Pitts at 2 o'clock. Brought to you by Phil of the Andy Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, we made it through another day. Be safe. All right? It's working. Be safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.